Well, you know, all this talk about coins makes me remember that. Did you know that in Las Vegas there are more churches than casinos? And so, not surprisingly, often chips are put in the collection baskets at Mass. And the churches, since they receive so many chips from so many different casinos, they have devised a method for collecting the offerings. All the chips are sent by the churches to a nearby Benedictine monastery for sorting and then delivery to the respective casinos to cash them in. And you'd know, of course, who in the monastic community is charged with this task? Well, the chipmunk, of course. I'm getting some boos here from the peanut gallery. Well, with all these beautiful days we've been having lately, it sure makes you feel good to be alive, doesn't it? And you know, that's what I was thinking when I was reading St. Paul's warm words of salutation and thanks at the beginning of his first letter to the Thessalonians, which we heard in our second reading. It made me feel good to be alive when I read those words. Because this brief passage reminds us of the riches that are ours as Christians. But since we're talking about riches, it is interesting to note that in our gospel today, Jesus is embroiled in this coin controversy. And Jesus directs our attention to the image that an object bears. And that the image claims the ownership of the object. Give to Caesar what bears his image. And then Jesus directs us to give to God what belongs to God. And since the creation account in the book of Genesis says that we were created in the image of God, then we are God's. We belong to God. And the riches that Paul enumerates in our second reading redound to those who own that image of God in themselves and hence give themselves to God. Really, that's what the Mass is about. It's about the giving of ourselves to God. And so what are some of these riches? Well, Paul greets his readers with the blessing, grace to you and peace. You see, when we bear God's image, grace is poured out on our lives. That is, the divine help that we need to be saved. Indeed, the very presence, the felt presence of Jesus, our Savior, in our lives. That is grace. And for those who are in right relationship with God, by rendering to God what is His, that is ourselves, we receive the blessing of peace. Peace which Paul elsewhere in Scripture in Philippians describes as that which passes all understanding, which we have in the measure of our generous self-donation to God. And then Paul addresses the Christians in Thessalonica, as he addresses the Christians in Charlottesville here today, as brothers and sisters loved by God. You know, when we're like a precious coin in God's possession that He values. And we experience that loving gaze of God when we live His image. And for those who seek to reflect God's image, the image of who we belong to, For those who seek to do that, then they bear fruit in the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. Paul writes to us about how active is the faith, how unsparing the love, how persevering the hope of those who bear God's image. An active faith is possessed by one who, in all of one's deeds, acts as if God exists. That's an active faith. That is also what Scripture calls the fear of God, acting as if God exists. And an unsparing love does not restrict one's love to one's family and friends, but includes all of those who are created in God's image and likeness. That is, all people. And so love that is unsparing, therefore, will say, yeah, I'll come back here to Incarnation this Tuesday night for the Impact Annual Assembly for just an hour and a half, that's all it is, to gather with other people of faith from many other congregations to seek justice for the poor who are created in God's image and likeness in our local area. That would be an unsparing love. A love that is unsparing will say, yeah, you know, I'll give some of my time during these 40 days for life to witness with my family, if possible, witness in front of Planned Parenthood, and pray that unborn children created in the image and likeness of God will not be destroyed. And finally, a persevering hope is that which remembers that the greatest treasure that we could ever have, which is the goal of our journey, is transforming union with God in eternity. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says that Jesus is the reflection of God's glory and bears the impress of God's own being. And today he gives us his body and blood so that we can become what we consume, the perfect image of God that is pleasing to him and receives all the riches that go with that. So let us approach this table then with thanksgiving. Amen.